Hey everyone, welcome to the Core Combos with Beck podcast, a sacred space where we have an opportunity to connect and understand each other on a deeper level, a space where you can hear yourself in others and realize just how similar we all are. I'm your host Beck, an eternal optimist and a woman who is always in search of knowing, feeling, and understanding more. Here in this space, nothing is off limits. This podcast is designed to give myself and others the opportunity to share our stories, impart our wisdoms, laugh, cry, talk about our challenges, and connect. And ultimately, to get to the core of who we are. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. And today I have the amazing Nikita. Now, we actually have a mutual friend in common and we've never actually met in person, but we're just going to give a laugh because I was like, girl, I feel like I already know you. I feel like we've, you know, known each other forever. But this beautiful friend we have in common kind of heroes both of us. And she was kind of the inspiration around. We were sitting having most of them coffee last weekend and she was talking about you. And I was like, oh my gosh, I need to reach out and get her on the podcast. So welcome Nikita to the podcast.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here.
You're so, so welcome. I'm excited today to share all things naturopathy. So getting to know a little bit more about it, how you got into it, and then kind of leading into where it's taking you now. So do you want to give the listeners a bit of a, you know, look behind why you got into being a naturopath or how you got into here? Did you always want to be a naturopath? Was it like a lifelong dream of yours to be in here? Tell me all about it.
Well, actually, I did not grow up wanting to be a naturopath. I saw a naturopath like growing up, but I had no idea what I wanted to do. I didn't really care that I had no idea what I wanted to do. And then I was kind of in the hospitality world, and then I had some major knee surgeries that like forced me out of it. So while I was recovering from those, I kind of started getting really into the idea of like, how else could I help myself like recover from surgery? And then, yeah, I just stumbled on the degree for it. And I was like, all right, let's go. And then I just kind of, yeah, waltzed on into it and never, ever looked back.
Yes. And you can feel that like passion from you too. Like, you know, when you're online, who you are now is who that, you know, shows up on your online presence too. And you can feel how much you enjoy doing what you're doing. If people don't really know what a naturopath kind of is, because we don't like to assume that everyone knows, you know, all these things they're talking about, what would you say a naturopath is and like kind of who would be coming to you as a client?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're right. A lot of people have no idea what I do. They're like, yeah, I know you do something, but I don't really know what it is.
Right? Like you pour stuff in and make cushions.
Yeah, you're a witch, right? So a naturopath has evolved over time, but where it is kind of sitting currently is someone who you will come to see for a particular health reason, like, you know, you've got anxiety or you've got a thyroid condition or, you know, the list is really endless. Or you just want to see us because you're like, I know that I need to optimize my health and I just feel kind of average and I want to feel better. Yeah. So we are kind of like a nice little slot in between, you know, when you're starting to feel a little bit, we kind of come in and that's where we really thrive. Even though we're often seen as like a last minute practitioner because it's like, oh, there's that thing out there as well. Let me try that. So what we do is we go through your whole history. We go through all of your body systems and we talk through all of your symptoms and everything that is important to you as a whole person. And then we work on your lifestyle, we work on your food and we work with herbs and nutrients and extra stuff as well. Like extra, whatever it kind of is with the person, you know, we've got extra little things like flower essences and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So there's that little, the little hippie side to it as well. Basically that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
You can do everything basically.
Pretty much.
Worker. So I'm just thinking too, like prior to coming to you, would you need to be coming with like blood work done that you could analyze, or can I just kind of call you and say, hey Nikita, I'm just not feeling so good, I'm going to come see you? Like what
What kind of is the process of someone coming in? Can they just call you and come in, or would they need to bring things along to help you a little bit more?
Yeah, no, you can just come along. Actually, I had someone last week who just booked in for the next day and just showed up. And that's a question I get a lot from my new clients. They're like, what can I bring? So what I'll ask them to do is if they have had blood tests done within like the last 3 months, I'll get them to send them to me so that I can have a look at them. And it just kind of adds information to them as a person, and like what they're coming in with. But if you don't have that, there's no like huge rush on it either. It's always just extra information. And then, you know, if you don't have that and then I want you to do specific stuff, then I've got that list for you to kind of, you know what you're testing as well.
Okay, and because I guess that's kind of like a barrier for some people is like, oh, I have to go to my GP and I have to get my blood and then I have to come. Like sometimes I'm the kind of person like, I don't feel good. Can you help me? Like I'm literally like I just need to reach out straight away and make that connection, yeah, with someone. So that's good to know that you can just kind of call and reach out and then you can kind of guide us, you know, where we need to go after that, which is so good to know.
Exactly. Yay.
I love that. Well, and also like what kind of people come to you. So I know you have like all kinds of different people, but like what are you mostly seeing? Because I mean, as a hypnotherapist and coach, I am seeing the same type of patterns showing up every single client. The root of everything is very similar. And then they're also, I'm noticing a lot more frequency of certain things coming out of clients. So are you noticing a bit of a pattern in the industry of people coming to you at the moment, and like, why do you think that might be?
Yeah, it's actually something that myself and other naturopaths talk about, where it's like, you know, I have this special interest in mental health, but then alongside of that, I'll have five people all at the same time who all have reflux. And then at the same time, I'll have five people who all, I don't know, have blood pressure issues. Like it's really weird. It seems to come in these waves, and I have no idea why. It's very weird.
That was fascinating. Like, I'm definitely like, I'm really fascinated in the fact that not only can you as a naturopath work with the physical body and helping with ailments in the physical body and making yourself physically feel better, you also do a really beautiful job. And this is what I'm just kind of gathering more information about now is like the mental health side of us too, because you mentioned that you work with the whole body. And I think that is such a beautiful thing because I think sometimes we treat, you know, the sore knee, you know, with the pain medicine, but like, why do we have the sore knee in the first place? And then how has that affected us mentally as well? Like, tell us more about like the mental side of what you do as well.
So I think that's a really big principle of naturopathy, and a lot of this kind of like quote alternative medicine kind of stuff, is looking at someone as a whole, because you're not just a sore knee, you know, you are a whole person, and you are like your soul and your energy and your personality and so much stuff wrapped up into just this beautiful little meat sack, you know. So I work a lot with mental health. I work a lot, mostly really with anxiety. And it just really kind of like has a flow-on effect to the rest of the body. You know, they're like, I have these really tight muscles, and I have this really tight jaw, and I have this stomach pain and all of this stuff. And it's kind of a lot of the time is really rooted in this anxiety and this mental health. So that's why I find it so beneficial to work from that angle, kind of alongside with us other stuff symptomatically. But yeah, coming at it from that perspective of that flow-on effect, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely. And so with that, like the physical body you use, is it mostly like herbs and things you make up for like the physical body discomforts, but then it's just like, what do you do with the mental mind? Is it more of like a coaching type you do alongside of like the naturopathy? Like, are we setting goals? Like, what do you do kind of to help assist someone to make a behavioral change in their mind as well as work with their body?
So it is quite a mix. So we actually have herbs and nutrients that are for mental health. So depending on like the cause of the mental health stuff, there's different things like, you know, GABA, or there's passion flower, or there's magnesium. Like there's all of these really cool different things you can use in that way. And then on top of that, it's like the lifestyle changes and the, like, I love to recommend books a lot. And yeah, kind of growing their knowledge about understanding themselves and where it's coming from and understanding how to make those changes in their mindset, and always referrals as well. So like referrals onto counselors or, you know, hypnotherapists and that kind of stuff that can like really get to that underlying mental shift.
Nice. That's so good. And I'm loving that. Like, I thought honestly, I thought naturopathy was just herbs. I literally thought, I come, I sit down, you give me herbs and I go away. So I'm like so excited to hear that there's actually so much more to it, because I think people sometimes they don't know enough information. And I think it's really nice that you're saying that you actually say, go away and read this, go away and empower yourself to make that change. Because at the end of the day, no one's doing the work for you. Like, you have to show up. You have to take the herbs, you have to do the mind work, and you have to set, you know, those, you know, goals or make those lifestyle changes. Because, I mean, you're not going to sit there every evening like, you've taken herbs, have you done it? Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right. And like, you can't take your herbs forever, right? Like, yes, they are working on an underlying issue and correcting a mechanism that's maybe gone wrong, but it's this like really, really root stuff that's going to last you forever. And, you know, this is how you continue to grow. It's all of this stuff. And then you're kind of getting that extra support with the herb. So it's kind of like a little add on to all of that really underlying deep stuff.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I really, really am loving everything you're saying about this now. Yeah. This is just like ticking all the boxes for me. I'm like, everyone can go and see you now to go and, you know, understand themselves a little bit more too. And I think like I've had episodes where I've done like human design and it's knowing yourself. And I think there's this really beautiful theme this whole season of the podcast is, how do you know yourself a little better? Like, how can you be your own best friend? How can you be a little bit kinder to yourself? How can you know what works in your body? Because I guess like in regards to herbs and things, like, two people could walk in with anxiety and you might have them on completely different treatment plans. Is that kind of how it works? Like, there's not a one size fits all to people, is there?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't think I've ever written a treatment plan that is the same as another person's, because yeah, everyone is so different and has like so many different things coming in to like causing these issues.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is cool. And I love that. No one size fits all approach. That's just how the world is. And I think it's nice that you're treating people as a whole person who is coming in as an individual to learn and empower themselves a little bit more too. So that's so good. And we were having a bit of a talk just before too, because you've actually lent even further into, you know, the anxiety, you know, space. And you've actually launched a course that's coming up soon that's going to be 4 weeks long. Can you tell me a bit about it? Because you only just launched it today. I'm like, we're hot off the like, you had it here first. Like, Nikita's kicking off. Tell us all about it and why would it be beneficial for people to kind of obviously work with you one-on-one on the body sense, but why is something like a course like this really helpful on top of everything else you do?
Yeah, very excited. It's my first ever course, so I'm thrilled, and I think it's just going to be really lovely and really nice connection with some people. And so it's really great because it's at like a lower price point than seeing me one-on-one, which is a huge bonus for people who aren't quite like ready to make that change and or not make the change, because, you know, it's little bits at a time. But yeah, so someone who's kind of just wanting to like dip in a little bit. And yeah,
bizarre, isn't it, like when you say like we know our worth as, you know, practitioners and things, and we know that like what you're going to get is 100% going to be worth the price that we're charging for it, but sometimes people are just like, I don't really know what I'm getting, so I'm not willing to put in and that much of an investment. Or maybe they're not quite ready to jump all in, like someone that's on, you know, the depths of despair, like I cannot do this anymore, they'll go, yes, I'm prioritizing my health, mental, physical, and they'll jump on in. Some people that are like, oh, I've had this little bit of a pain, or I've had this little bit of a, you know, looping thought pattern, I kind of want to get rid of it, but I don't, you know, it doesn't really bother me that much. Like, that is a huge thing, like a price point for someone. Yeah,
it really, really is. And so I think like this will be really cool because it is like just going that little bit further to understanding anxiety and like the jillions of different things that like kind of create it and like what it's trying to tell you. And then it goes into depth as well into like how you can actually tweak your food a little bit so that that can help you feel reduced anxiety. It's got heaps of like lifestyle stuff in there as well, understanding mindset and breath work. And yeah, it's just kind of like a bunch of information, but just given in little bits so that it's digestible. And it's in, yeah, a really, it's cute. It's going to be good.
I love it. It's nice that you're kind of drip feeding it out over the 4 weeks too, because I explode on people. I'm like, hey, we're doing a masterclass, hour and a half, let's get in, let's go, let's make it happen, you know. That's very much my personality, but I know that that vibe doesn't also match a lot of my clients. Some of them like aren't going to come dive deep with me straight away, so I think it's nice that it does have that time to kind of action things, I think, in between.
Yeah,
it'd be really helpful for, you know, where you're going with all of that too. And I guess, like, without giving too much away, like, what are you seeing as being like the main causes of people being so anxious? Because I know what I'm seeing with my peeps, but like, I'd be curious to know, like, without obviously, you know, giving too much away about people and things like that, but why are people so anxious, do you think? What's the common or, you know, different things that are coming up for people?
Yeah, I think it is, it's so much, so many different things, which is why it's so cool treating people as the individuals they are. But some causes are from, you know, your gut microbiome. So different bacterias can, you know, actually get rid of your GABA, and like different bacterias can just like give you these symptoms that are very, very gut-driven anxiety stuff. So there's that. Then there's also the obvious one of like childhood trauma, adult trauma, you know, like bad stuff happening.
That's what I went. That's a stage we went. Yeah,
exactly. So there's that. Then there's also nutrient deficiencies. Then you've also got obviously like nutrient deficiencies with pregnancy and childbirth and that kind of stuff as well. And these can all like kind of come together as well. So you can kind of have it all of the causes, which is a nice little mix. Yeah, so there's heaps of different things that can make it happen. And then there's your nervous system dysregulation, the stuff going on around you, your environment, the world, all of that as well.
And like, yeah. I don't know if you've seen a lot too, like that sense of like fight and flight and people being in this constant state of like, I need to just escape from things, or I need to, you know, react a lot more to things. And I've seen it in so many clients that they're coming in almost burnt out because their day-to-days, there's no down, there's no drop. Like, I'm just who I am. And from like a hypno sense of it, it's a lack of remembering of who you are and what you require to function efficiently in this time and space, mentally, physically, everything. Yeah. So it's a case of like, and I, like you said, like the empowerment side is that re-remembering of, oh, I need to put myself first and I need to process and deal with things in real time, take action on them. Because that looping thought of, oh, I need to go see the naturopath, I need to go see the naturopath, I need to go see the naturopath, that actually causes you anxiety. Instead of picking up the phone saying, hey, I'm going to book in for a session, can you help me? You know what I mean? People tend to be in these looping states and they're not taking aligned action. Like, obviously you're not going to take action on something that doesn't feel good for you, but if you know damn well that like by making a call or reaching out and connecting, it's gonna, you know, benefit your life, I just am like, go for it. Like, I'm pushing people towards, yes, you know, living in that space, and you'll get to reach more people like online too as well, like reaching out further. Because I think these kind of things, like, that's probably the gift of COVID, wasn't it, is we all got to go like inward, but also at the same sense we went right out. And like, I wasn't doing hypno online for, you know, well before that, and it kind of sparked this like, wow, I really can reach people anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah, isn't it? Like, and same with you too. Like, I just feel like the gift is endless when you can,
yes,
video call and still feel so connected. Like, I've literally never stood beside you, but I'm like, we got this. I know. Like, I feel
connected.
Yeah,
it is. It's amazing. It's such a cool, cool thing. And I, like what you were saying is totally right as well. Like, making that move to pick up the phone and you know, book in with someone, and not, it's all of that mindset stuff of like not standing in your own way and actually like having enough time in your day, or creating the time in your day to be with yourself and hang out with yourself and really actually notice what's going on for you. And I think yeah, that's all a big part of it too.
Yeah, and it's just like people, they don't want to be with themselves because some of them, and I'm going to say it and it's going to trigger a lot of people, they don't like themselves. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. They don't like their own thoughts and their own,
because
it does bring up too much. So if, like, if you're noticing you're a person that just is rushing through their life, stopping is actually more triggering than continuing through the chaos. Do you know what I mean? That calm is more triggering than that constant go, because they're like, well, if I sit with myself, I have to deal and process with stuff and that's intense for people. So it's it's a really cool, like I say, you know, such a crossover between what you do and what I do. You know, it is like links hand in hand. Obviously don't get to make the cool like witchy potions, but you did mention before too, and it's something I'm actually working with different clients around, you know, their physical body ailments that they're going through, because you can actually release some physical body ailments through hypnotherapy. So something you mentioned before was gut health. Now, this is something I have always been so interested in. I dabble in, I try, you know, the bone broths, I've done can you tell me a little bit more about why actually it is important for us to lean into that space of really caring for the gut? And like obviously said, anxiety comes from the gut as well, like with the gut. But can you tell me a bit more about why gut health is actually so critical?
I would love to. I actually kind of avoided the gut in general in my studies as much as I could, because it felt so huge. And I was like, and then it's because it really is the center of everything with your physical and a lot of your mental health as well. Because, you know, if your gut isn't working properly, like if you don't have enough stomach acid, you're not going to break down your foods properly. And then further down, if you don't have enough enzymes, you're not going to actually be able to absorb your nutrients. So then you've got that deficiency, nutrient deficiency stuff, which is going to cause a lot of issues all throughout your body, like mental and physical. And then, so it's really the center of everything, because it's so linked to your immune system and your mental health, and your like, I was just so excited by it. Sorry, I'm just getting tripping over my words. I do a lot of gut microbiome testing with my clients, and it's just really incredible because you can look at these tests and see, you know, this bacteria is too low, therefore you're going to have a higher risk of this disease, this mental health issue, because this bacteria actually like controls all of that stuff.
The gut. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's really, really amazing. And just so, there's going to be just so much to learn in that space, which is awesome.
Yeah. And I guess like if you're talking gut health and things, like would that be affecting hormones, fertility, weight gain, weight loss, like stress levels, like is that kind of all of those things from the gut as well?
Yeah, exactly. Like your a lot of your blood sugar control and insulin control comes from your gut bacteria as well. And you know, you have to actually excrete your hormone metabolites out through the gut, through the microbiome, and then like through the your poops. So if that's not all working well, then that's a big part of it as well. So yeah, it really is like kind of everything.
I just want to tell my clients your way that you can like help and assist their firm, because like I obviously know bits and pieces along the way, but I don't know, you know, the nitty gritty around behind it. But I just know like you need to take care of it. You got to have your kefir, your creatures, and fermented foods are helpful. Like I know all that, bone broth and things like that, but I never knew that it was kind of as intense. You really do need to take care of the gut health. Less coffee and more bone broth. That's so good. Well, thank you so much for sharing everything today. I've actually like I've learned a lot in podcasts, and I'm just like, literally like taking notes. I'm like, oh my God, I have to do this. I need to try this. It's a little encyclopedia of people's knowledge and amazing. Oh,
I love that so much.
But I am so thankful for you coming on today, and I will link absolutely all your amazingness down in the show notes for everyone to see. So please pop on and go and join her incredible course that she's launched. She's got it first. So thank you so much, Nikita. You're absolutely incredible. And have a beautiful rest of your day.
Thanks for having me. It's been lovely.
You're so welcome.